From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Bullwhip-wielding Indiana Jones, now a 60-something action hero, still cuts a wide swath at the multiplex. Indy had no trouble winning this weekend's box office brawl with Iron Man and Prince Caspian. Put together, their grosses wouldn't come up to his kneecap, but Dr. Jones has yet to set any new box office records. Estimates place the take for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull at $126 million since Thursday. That makes it the second biggest May opening in history, after the latest Pirates of the Caribbean adventure. Still, with those numbers, there's no question that summer is here. And there are more than 100 pictures to open before Labor Day. We asked Bob Mondello to give us a selective hot weather preview.
Let's start with the big guys, the superheroes, back for one more digitally enhanced, special effects crammed roller coaster ride. Batman, for instance, in The Dark Knight, an adventure made even darker by the recent death of actor Heath Ledger, who plays Batman's nemesis, the Joker.
This city deserves a better class of criminal.
I'm gonna give it to him.
I've seen now what I have to become to stop men like him.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Batman and the Joker aren't the only ones who are returning. The Incredible Hulk will come back, played by Edward Norton. The Mummy will come back, tormenting Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser will come back in Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is itself coming back, this time in 3D. And amid all those comebacks is one first-timer, a troubled superhero named Hancock, who, along with his superpowers, has super problems.
Hancock's latest act of so-called heroics has once again enraged city officials.
I can smell that liquor on your breath.
Because I've been drinking.
Played by Will Smith, Hancock swears and womanizes and screws up so often that he finally gets public relations coaching on how to clean up his act.
Do I have permission to touch your body?
Yes!
It's not sexual. Not that you're not an attractive woman. Maybe on a different day.
Get me out of here!
You don't have to have superpowers to save the world, but they help. Angelina Jolie gets all excited that James McAvoy can make bullets curve as they head towards targets in Wanted, though it's hard to see what that lets him do besides shoot around corners. There's also sorcery of the Jedi sort in Star Wars The Clone Wars, but this time it's animated.
Kidnapped, Jabba the Hutt's son has been. Negotiate the treaty with Jabba. Obi-Wan will. Find the renegades that hold Jabba, son. Your mission will be.
Repeat, I probably should. Animated, not live action, Clone Wars is. Ditto Kung Fu Panda, with Jack Black as a pudgy martial arts doofus saving a Chinese village. And what looks to be the cream of the animated crop is a little guy the Pixar folks have brought to life, a robot named Wall-E, who is left behind by humans and develops, over the course of some 700 years, a personality. Wall-E is perhaps the most unusual of the summer's comedians, but he has competition, including Adam Sandler as an assassin hairdresser in You Don't Mess with the Zohan, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly as relatives who can't stand each other in Step Brothers, and in Ben Stiller's making of a war movie farce, Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr. as a white actor hired to play a black character.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
So, other boys gone wild will include the office dweeb Rainn Wilson seeking groupies and fame in The Rocker, and James Franco seeking the perfect high in Pineapple Express, a stoner comedy from the Apatow factory.
How could he find us?
Heat-seeking missiles, bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Boys Gone Wild are usually the whole summer comedy story, but this year they're joined by Girls Gone Wild in a bunch of feminized teen comedies, and also in Mamma Mia, a musical about a bride-to-be who has to consult her mother's diary when she's looking for a dad to walk her down the aisle.
And I have three possible fathers.
Oh, my God.
What does she do? To the music of ABBA and to her mother's great surprise, she invites all three.
There were three guys around the same time.
You shady lady.
The last time I saw your mother, she said she never wanted to see me again.
Meryl Streep plays Mom as a sort of sister in spirit to the womanly quartet of free spirits who will, in the words of the advertisements, get carried away in the movie version of Sex in the City.
Blue skies.
After years of living in the city, I assumed that if my friends and I ever got our fairy tale endings, that would be the end of the story. But real life always has a twist.
The trailers hint that the twist might be that she leaves Big standing at the altar. And Sex and the City is barely the tip of the TV iceberg. There's also Get Smart, in which Steve Carell steps into Don Adams' shoe phones as Maxwell Smart.
How do I know you're not control?
If I were control, you'd already be dead.
If you were control, you'd already be dead.
Neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from control.
That actually makes sense.
We'll also see the return of two famous paranormalists in a new X-Files adventure.
Scully, I need you on this with me.
And that's what scares me.
So you believe in these kind of things?
Let's just say I want to believe.
X-Files I Want to Believe does things traditionally, expanding a one-hour TV drama to a two-hour movie. Emma Thompson is heading a cast that's doing the opposite, squeezing an 11-hour miniseries into a two-hour movie.
Welcome to Brideshead, Mr. Ryder.
It's the most beautiful house I've ever seen.
How kind you are.
Who's that in the car with your mother?
My sister.
I take it you're not one of us.
I don't live like this, if that's what you mean.
He's here as my friend. Don't you think you ought to know what he's getting into?
Brideshead Revisited? Revisited. Evidence, you might say, that more sophisticated films, even ones with foreign accents, won't be completely squeezed out of the multiplex in hot weather. Among the more intriguing art house pictures, the Russian epic Mongol about the rise to power of Genghis Khan, the Spanish romance Elsa and Fred about a frisky couple falling in love in their 80s, a haunting British drama Boy A, a vaguely Borat-like mockumentary called The Doorman, and a couple of Sundance Festival hits, The Whackness about a high school drug dealer who pays his shrink Ben Kingsley with bags of marijuana, and a high school tale of Shakespeare, music, and a drama teacher who creates a classic sequel.
Hamlet 2? Doesn't everybody die at the end of the first one?
I have a device.
The time machine opens, revealing Hamlet and
Jesus!
The musical accompaniment to our play will be provided by the Gay Men's Chorus of Tucson.
Yes.
Just the steel town girl on a Saturday night.
Hamlet 2. Proof that summer can be a time for culture? I suppose we'll see. I'm Bob Mandel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.